October 7, 1977 was one of those perfect early fall days. Warm, sunny, clear blue skies. I was nearly done with my cross-country motorcycle trip. I'd been puttering along for 5 months on my little Honda 350, a bike designed for weekend trips, not grand adventures. I had accidentally followed the same path across the northern U.S. taken by Robert Persig, who wrote Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. I happened to be reading that book, and it was a perfect introduction for my journey into California. I was in a wonderful mood that day, cruising down Mendocino County on Highway 1, that glorious, winding, perfectly banked road just made for a motorcycle. There were Salt Point in Sonoma County, and then Bodega Bay, where suddenly Highway 1 goes far inland, leaving the coast. Hey, wait a minute, I want the ocean back. So in Marin, I saw the right turn identifying the Point Reyes National Seashore. Cool. And off I went, searching for the sea. I'll never forget that ride out to Chimney Rock and to the lighthouse. It was at that moment I decided my journey was over. The plan had been to continue to South America on my bike, but once I found Marin, I knew I was finally home. And a major part of that home has always been the Point Reyes National Seashore. For the last 35 years, I've never lived further than 1 hour away from the park. John F. Kennedy established Point Reyes as a national seashore on September 13, 1962, and what a great day for America. 71,000 acres of diverse habitat protected forever for all of us. It's the best place to see gray whales migrating, elephant seals birthing, tule elk bugling, snowy plovers nesting, working dairy ranches, regenerating Bishop Pine Forest, a reconstructed Miwok village, and the epicenter of the 1906 earthquake. It goes on and on and on. You could spend a lifetime exploring this park. Well, I think I will. This is Michael Ellis with The Perspective.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.